white tiger.
No, yeah.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than an ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Stop the hate.
Our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
And the burrito Brandito.
Hey, yo.
The Brandito.
The Brandito joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
You get a lot of spam texts, Gemini, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about these spam texts.
I never got them until this week.
Wow.
What's the subject matter of these spam texts?
I don't fucking know, dude.
There's a, would you like to sell me your house?
Oh, no, I get this. Hello, long time no see, Rosie. That's how that one started.
Wow.
Let's see. Hold on a second. Hello, Nalani. How are you? Do you want to grab coffee after work?
Did you want to grab coffee after work?
If they were a real fucking human being that was hot, yeah.
Well.
Bullshit.
How about this one? Hi, Whitley.
Wow, Whitley.
Can you teach me how to decorate flowers by plastic?
Holy shit. What the fuck is happening, man?
I think it's all the same person. And I'll tell you why. It's because for each one of these people, I sent them about six or seven like
replies.
Not mean, just like weird replies. And at the end, they all say, I'm sorry that I may have saved the wrong number. I hope they didn't bother you. So they all were like similar, like, I hope I didn't bother you after I just unloaded my frustration in a silly way.
You were having banter with them.
I was having a good time.
Sounds like
you
bots.
Sent them dick pics, huh?
Like the Rosie one?
Yeah.
Let's see, hold on. Let me see what I said. This probably isn't funny, but...
You just sent them a meme of Rosie the Riveter.
Pretty much. But anyways, I guess like, what is the end game you think for this?
There is no end game.
It's either
it's
a
ominous,
long...
dude.
It's either a long Nigerian scam.
Yeah. Hi, Eric. Are you still in Chicago? I mean, what the fuck is this?
I hate the idea that Brian's number has gotten... Part of a spam text ring.
Yeah, well, everybody's fucking phone numbers are compromised because
just passing your number around.
Not mine.
Where are you? I didn't see you. Who's this? I say, and then they said, Emma, what time do you arrive at the cast?
See, I never get these crazy.
We're already
things.
Here, and then it's a pic of two Asian girls.
Have you guys ever received
wow,
anything
they're
like this?
There.
They're already here waiting for me.
No.
You didn't go?
I've never gotten a text like
you
that.
You stood
at
up
all.
Two Asian girls,
Gemini Jackson.
Not to that detail.
That's crazy. Brian's been going in the wrong places with his actual phone number.
I must have. But it like, I was having a bad day and I just started doing this and I was doing it in a silly way and it made me giggle to myself and it really, you know, really turned around my mood, dude, fucking with these people. But it's probably a AI anyways, right?
Yeah. And maybe it's sending you more shit because it knows that you'll respond.
No, I didn't start doing it until like 3 in.
Wow.
So I don't know what happened anyways. Give it a shot, dude. But then I realized that I'm just talking to a computer. And why am I doing this?
Because it makes you feel not alone.
That's true. And then I like the way Arthur said, there is no end game. Like very ominously.
There is no end game.
He's just talking about existence in general, dude. There is no end game, my man, dude. We just were born and
we're
then we die.
We're
going to be behind
here.
These microphones till the end of our memories.
Wow.
The End of Our Memories.
Yeah. The End of Our Memories is the name of the album by, what was that pop punk band called?
Pussy Out Broad.
No.
Pussy Out
That's
Broad.
That's different. That's yeah. different. We had a name.
Yeah, well, he did have a cool name. Something like Necrobots.
The Everly Brothers.
Anybody remember?
Necrobots.
Necrobots is fun. For
End
pop
of
punk.
Our Memories. That's why it's called... That's why the name of the fucking album is End of Our Memories, because we can't even name remember the fucking name of the band.
That could be the name of our band, like Bad Company, Bad Company.
Yeah. The titular Bad Company?
Yeah, dude. I think it's... Is it two Ds?
No.
Okay, never mind.
It's Bad, comma, co, period.
Sorry, I'm
Arbiter.
Burping.
Yeah, no, I see you. Bromance in front of me at the drive-thru used McDonald's app to get a $2 spicy 10-piece spicy McNugs, but still spent 10 plus on the meal. Maybe it's for two people, but his hack is better. Art gives you the tips.
How did he... Wait. He used the app to get $2 spicy 10-piece, but spent $10 in the meal. What do you think happened?
So the deal was $2 10-piece chicken McNuggets with like any purchase. And he chooses to purchase the quarter pounder meal with the fries and the drink with the nuggets in there.
The exact same order that you got.
Kind of the same kind of thing going on.
You got some spicy nugs for a discounted rate.
Yeah, but he paid full price for that quarter pounder.
Right. So what's your hack?
This quarter pounder was like, or this meal was what, maybe eight something? Uh-huh. And then the $2 on the chicken nuggets brought it over 10, right?
Right.
My hack would be the quarter pounder has its own coupon where it's like if you get a 10-piece nugget, you get the quarter pound for 29 cents.
Oh.
Like that's like a half price hack. Like, huzzah!
So this guy out here spending over $10 and Art's getting like in by... Art's squeaking in at $7.79.
No, that's less than that.
So less than that? Wow. Yeah, this nerd.
It's like $6.
This fucking nerd over
if
here.
If you just get that. But if you said, fuck the fries and drink, that's how you would get it. But if you added the fries and drink on there,
it'd probably
still be under 10.
It might be under 10.
Because the drinks are like a dollar right now.
Right.
Damn. Hack that shit. But now I only save like $2. But I said, fuck the fries. That's what I told myself. I said,
no, that's what you told
Ronald. Yeah, but you want the fries, dude. Why don't you want the fucking fries?
Because I got a 10-piece nugget instead. All right?
Instead of fries, you got nuggets.
I got more meat.
Okay. Well, look, dude. Do you get mad at the guy? Or do you get disappointed in the guy? Like, what's your...
Maybe I'm just like jealous for these bros that have the same idea I have.
Why would you be jealous? You had a better idea because you got it for cheaper, right?
But I didn't get it. I got something else.
Oh, but you just
what math is important.
I saw what he got because when I drove up, his order was coming down.
Wow.
You could be a consultant on this thing.
Dude, you could save people. Yeah, you should just.
Consultant.
Yeah, this week in McDonald's app. Holy shit.
Were you about to say you could have saved them like ones of dollars or
tens of cents?
Every penny counts.
Yeah, that's the name of your blog. Every penny counts.
Yeah, but like, if you took like 15% of what they're saving, dude, that's
it's still pennies. Like 15 cents. Negligible. Pennies of pennies. Yeah, negligible. You get consultant fee. That would be a hilarious ass fucking business model. Let me save you tens of cents.
You tell people how to save change and they pay for your book. That's like.
Also, you can make a program for this. You can just update it with the
the latest shit.
Sorry, dude.
You got robotized already, huh? Automated out
automated
the door.
Out.
Neck robotized.
RIP truckers.
All right. Chorus pedal.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it, Brian.
This all started this last Saturday when I just didn't do shit. I just sat on my couch and I watched hours and hours of Rick Beato. How do you say it?
Beato.
Okay.
I'd never seen this guy before. Love it, dude.
I love that show, man.
And I thought about you. I said, I bet Arthur would love this.
Nah, I've watched plenty of it. Plenty.
What makes this song great is what I watched. Just hours. And I love the production stuff. And it got me thinking.
When he takes apart the song track by track.
Yeah,
talks
love
about
that
it.
Shit,
that's amazing.
Dude. I can't believe I've never done that. Like, even when I was doing music before, I didn't give a shit about production or anything like
opens
granular. Your eyes. It was more of a, like, I was like, I liked
the
music.
Overall sound.
Yeah.
The process.
But now I'm like.
The end product.
Way right. more interested in it. And then. I was watching the one for Just Like Heaven by
The
Cure.
Need to watch that one. Uh-huh.
Well, which I love that song. It's a great song. And I've talked shit with Jim and I about... Yeah, that's right. I talked shit to Jim and I about the chorus pedal all the time.
Yes, yeah, he does. Yes, all
but, like,
the time.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's like how you use it.
It's how you use it.
It's like sprinkling salt on the sound of a guitar rather than like...
Smashing
turning
it
all up. This make it sound like shit.
I didn't realize this is bathed in chorus pedal.
Dude.
The
all
80s
the, yeah.
is bathed in chorus
I know,
pedal.
But what happened was, the reason I hate chorus pedal is that once it starts getting into the 90s and like you had those bands like Jane's Addiction, the stuff that I don't like, they use the chorus pedal so blatantly in a way that I don't like it. It's like front and center.
Right.
It doesn't
like
match. It matches 80s, but it does not match once you start getting into the 90s for me.
Because the production is different.
I think that's what it is. There's a certain production that I like the chorus pedal in, but the alt stuff with chorus pedal sucks.
It's too jarring, I feel like. In the Cure stuff, it's really kind of just an extra flutter feel, kind of atmospheric. But when it's front and center, like the jing, 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 it's too much. It's
cheesy.
It's gritty. Grating at the ears.
Anyways, love Rick Beato. Beato?
Colin Rick. We know
you
listen. Yeah,
tell us how to say your name, you dumb wop.
No, I think this week's episode's first for new listener is Rick Beato.
sorry for calling you a wop, Rick. I know you're probably connected to the family. The mob.
Hypothetical meta analysis, HMA. How loud are you allowed to go? What are we talking about here, Art?
All right, listen to music. Volume, your discretion. When you're listening to music, whether it be on headphones or you're in your car or like in your house, there's only like how loud you would go for yourself. You couldn't like completely max it out and sustain it these days. But
what do you mean?
If you have all the way up, all the volume in the world.
Yeah.
How high are you going?
Right.
I have as much volume as I need.
No, yeah, but like if you had a bigger speaker system.
A limitless amount.
No, I'm saying I'm not even using my whole speaker system right now.
Yeah, but why? Like he's saying if you have your druthers to listen to the music as loud as you wanted to, like, where are you saying that?
Like, I'm like listening to it as loud as I want to, though.
Yeah, but where is it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to judge it.
Let's say it's like you got home from work and you're turning on some tunes and you can play it as loud as you want.
I don't know how to.
You have to worry about like your neighbors or.
Is there an objective? Is it loud enough
to bother your neighbors?
Oh, yeah. In my apartment, it would.
Is it loud enough to bother the neighbors next to
them? No, I don't like it being too loud.
Okay. See, just that's loud where enough. We're going.
And then when you're like just wearing headphones or something, do you keep it at just like a.
70% when it comes to my phone.
If I'm listening to headphones, it's not as loud as I'm listening to speakers.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Why play it louder than you have to?
Because what if you're at 8.5 at that
point? You want to be bathed in sound.
Bathed in sound. How about you, Brita? Where are you at?
I do like to feel the bass.
Oh, wow. So you sit on your subwoofer?
While Howard goes,
I think when I was younger, I obviously listened to it louder. But now I find that I'm listening at more reasonable levels.
Thank you, dude.
Like I was
trying
man.
To get you guys.
These fucking
to
kids,
admit,
dude.
Fucking boomers.
I don't even care how loud people are getting. Have your windows up. Sorry. Also, guess what, dude? Buy some headphones. Okay? No more public listening on your fucking cell phone, dude. No more cell phone speakers, bitch.
Stop using your speakerphone in public.
Jim and I and Art both know that the car I used to drive in high school did not have air conditioning.
No.
So I had to drive with my windows down.
That's fine. You would have to. I would still be pissed until you explained that to me.
It was pretty loud.
Your music?
Inside,
on a 6x9.
Yeah, definitely inside. Yeah, on my 2 6x9s.
2 6x9s.
Just blasting second stage turbine blade or whatever it's called.
But you wouldn't blast it like you would these days, right?
No.
Sometimes I still crank it, but it's very, very rare.
I usually had to just so I could hear it.
Because the wind noise.
Right.
Wind went right through his car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A holy roller.
Damn, dude. Yeah,
how about you, Art? Where you at?
You blasting?
Depends on how long I'm listening to something.
What are you listening to? What's going on? Just right now, how you feel? As loud as you go?
Like halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, halfway?
Like wherever you're at. Knob. Yeah.
Is that a lot?
If I'm wearing headphones, it's halfway. No, not really. I don't think it is.
Oh, okay. Because we don't have any.
Because it can get louder.
We're not working on the same.
Right. Like that. The home stereo system would be crazy.
Jesus.
I guess halfway of what it used to be is what I mean.
I see. When you used to be able to crank it all the way.
Yeah, which would be maybe halfway on the actual stereo.
Right, because so it'd be
like
pretty loud.
Away.
Yeah, if we're talking like 2005, she said, duh! You know?
Yeah!
Then that's going up.
And you're at a party with a bunch of red cups and everyone's just fucking talking and you want to hear the song. Or you're playing Guitar Hero.
You're just in the corner playing the acoustic guitar.
Fuck, dude. I'm the one yelling. I'm the music.
Oh, you got the microphone and the Guitar Hero's going?
Yeah, dude.
I play the drums.
Speaking of being the music... Hypothetical meta-analysis part 2. A Potter viewer referred to Brian McFly as, quote, a white tiger.
Tell me you got a clip, dude.
A, quote, tiger. White
are you clipping?
Tiger.
No, this is text.
Oh, this is text?
This isn't an email.
Okay. Yeah.
This is like
I'm afraid of this,
Apple
dude.
Podcast review type thing. And
damn. This is 4 stars. Brian's a, quote, white tiger.
White tiger. Okay, can I just say what I hope it is?
Go ahead, Brian.
That I'm allegedly white.
Allegedly, yeah.
And I'm a tiger because I'm ferocious, dude. I come, whatever we're talking about, I come at it full force, dude. Yeah. I'm attacking that subject.
Oh, I just thought it was like they think you're an old guy with white hair already.
Oh, like a silver fox?
Silver fox
situation.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine, too.
But a tiger.
I don't even like the idea of someone reviewing me, dude.
Or being called a white tiger?
That's fine. I mean, I'm interested to why he's saying that, but
why are you assuming it's a he?
Because why are they listening to this?
It's a they.
I think this
job.
Is kind of a dude podcast, right?
What?
Do you have demos?
Yes. I think everyone's coming for pussy out, broad.
Yeah. Hey, that's a total dude podcast.
Dude, behind the beat of curtain, do we have any female listeners ever?
Six.
Besides Burrito's friend.
Greater than zero.
We have greater than zero females listening. How about that?
All right, so lay it on me, dude. This is scary, man. I don't want the people listening and reviewing.
So what I think White Tiger means is a white dude that loves Asian culture.
That's like a weed.
Chinese. Specifically Chinese.
I don't know anything about Asian culture.
I know. That's just what I think it means.
Okay. Yeah. White Tiger. Is that a thing? Is White Tiger a thing?
Burrito, what's White Tiger? You said it's like a silver fox.
I was thinking cougar, and then I was like, oh, White Tiger.
He says you're on the prowl, but you got silver hair.
The way I interpreted it was more of how Brian interpreted it, where the tiger is like a ferocious animal.
Oh, wow.
But the idea of like the White Tiger is like the rare White Tiger.
Wow.
Like he's just this unique.
Oh, that would have been.
Spitfire.
Did you know there's golden tigers?
Well, that doesn't sound as cool as White Tiger, does it?
Their stripes are gold instead of black.
Shit.
But the White
Tiger. So wait, you don't have the answer?
I don't have any answers.
What's the context in which it was written?
HMA.
4 stars. Brian's a White Tiger, quote unquote.
No, I know, but do you have the full sentence?
Jesus Christ, that's HMA. The full sentence.
HMA.
4 stars. Brian's a White Tiger.
That's it.
Quote unquote.
Okay, I doubt that's true, but I'll believe it if you want me to.
That's the review. It's
There's
positive.
No fucking way, dude.
It's positive, right?
Let's say
it's
it had more stars. To say about everyone else, and when it referenced Brian, it just called you a White
but
Tiger.
But what else did it say about me?
It wasn't that's about all you. Said. It was about the team.
Yeah, everybody else got seven
Plenty
sentences.
Said
you got
about
Brian's
Gemini Jackson and his pure genius.
And then,
Burrito Bandito and his well-researched...
Japanese research knowledge, arts production skills,
his eloquence,
and then Brian's a White Tiger.
I mean, I know you guys are yucking, dude. Keep the yucks up. I just want to get to the bottom of this, dude.
We each got 4 paragraphs.
Hang on,
and
guys.
Brian's a White Tiger, quote unquote.
Real talk, though.
Yeah.
Do we understand HMA?
Hypothetical meta-analysis.
No, I don't. What do you mean?
It's a You're hypothetical situation,
dude. Oh, you...
What the fuck?
Oh, you made it up.
It's plain as day that a hypothetical meta-analysis is hypothetical.
Yeah, but sometimes it's based on reality. Like, we did a whole thing last episode about an actual... the attribution theory.
And then the previous... hypothetical meta-analysis is how is loud is it allowed to go?
That's a real...
That's not made up. We didn't make anything up.
So you really think there's a review out there?
Now I know there's not.
Brian's a White Tiger.
Now, you know, so I went before when I thought it was real, I was scared that it was gonna be negative. But now I'm just upset that there wasn't an actual review. Even if it was a bad one, I
would
have liked it.
Would you roll with it?
What do you mean?
Referring to yourself as a White Tiger.
Yeah, call me a White Tiger, shit. Dude. I don't give a shit. Dude, that's fucking sick.
Wow.
Can we vote that in?
Yeah, alleged, Brian White
can
Tiger.
Can we do allegedly White
alleged
Tiger?
Alleged White Tiger.
In parenthetical.
Yeah, the alleged White Tiger McFly. I like it.
Wow, dude, you just fucking Rickrolled my ass.
White Tiger for short.
It was a long one.
Yeah.
That was XX Quantimino.
You didn't even know. I believed you. Did you know? Were you trying to trick me or you thought I didn't?
I don't know, man.
He just wanted to see where you went with it.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Julio Tejas, Financial Advisors. When you gotta lose some weight.
My weight.
Julio Abdepper's Fight Holdings. Flat rate.
Always great.
Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. I'll regret it tomorrow.
Yeah, call, dude.
Julio Tejas.
See if I care, dude. Just fucking call.
And this is the news.
Hey, do we have any other blank Butthurt forms?
I think they're all filled and filed at this moment. HR's full up of Butthurt reports.
Yeah. Why is the M file so fat?
M for McFly. Why is the WT file so fat?
It's not even a WT. It's like an emoji.
What's a WT?
White Tiger. Oh, shit. We just had this conversation.
I know, but I'm not good at acronyms.
Alleged White Tiger.
Yeah, you should have said AWT.
AWT.
Ought.
Flung pickle token. Artist asked $10,000 for McDonald's burger ingredient.
So it's a cool thing.
It's a Slam City trope. You guys remember the last one I'm thinking of?
Banana?
The banana taped to the wall.
Million bones?
So it's like the same idea.
Oh. Okay, I got to look at this. I don't really understand.
So someone took a pickle off a McDonald's hamburger and just threw it at the wall and it stuck in an art gallery. And so they're asking $10,000 for that piece of art.
Respect the hustle, I guess.
Someone will buy it, right? It's only 10 G's.
Someone looking to someone hide a little bit of
it's probably already sold. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Fun. I mean, it is cool if I saw that in an art museum.
If they put, it's on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not as cool, dude. It's dumb.
Yeah, man.
It seems like you're just littering. Yeah, scrape that shit off and clean it.
Scrape that shit off with a paint scraper.
Like if they threw it at the wall and then they put a frame around it.
That's a canvas behind it.
No, no canvas needed. Right on the wall.
I saw someone put like a artwork description thing. Mm-hmm. Next to, like, so a dog had, like, clawed at the wall and, like, fucked up the wall. And then someone put a little thing next to it. It says, whatever.
Expressions of mankind.
Yeah, something like that. That's kind of a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're fucking stupid.
Ooh.
8.5.
Police say people pretending to play violin for money is a, quote, nationwide issue.
What?
Check this out.
Yeah.
Watch the news story.
I play violin for money.
So it's just the guy from Yellow Card, okay? He's not doing all right, okay?
Spent all his money too early.
Probably didn't even get that much
money. No, but there's these buskers pretending to play violin, and there's like an iPod or something connected to the speaker that the violin's plugged into, playing actual music.
Who gives a shit?
Like Rock Band?
I think most people don't give a shit.
No, the guy is like faking playing violin, but the actual violin music's coming through a speaker.
Right. Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, it's a Schrodinger's cat situation,
dude. Still
a performance. If you think he's playing, then he's playing.
Is that what Schrodinger's cat is?
No.
He's such a little sick.
No, but I'm saying like...
Yeah, it's a Brian's cat situation.
Metaphorically, it's like, you know, if you don't know he's not playing, then is he really playing or not?
He's playing you.
That's fine. If you don't know
you're being played,
are you being played? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
It's all about intent.
So, but is this, who cares though? Why are police getting into these matters?
Because they're not allowed to do anything else right now.
Yeah, well, why aren't they protecting property like they're supposed to?
Yeah, why aren't they out protecting property?
This is a distraction story,
guys. I don't think I'm going to give this guy money regardless. So
yeah, irregardless, I'm not giving any money.
At least the music's good.
I'd have never given... Well, no, I've probably given like a dollar to a busker, but I regret it.
Yeah, you're like, give that dollar back.
Do you guys feel that's worse than tipping?
No, it's better. It makes more sense because they're actually doing something that...
They're not in an edifice and they're not getting paid an hourly rate.
But you're also enabling by giving them money.
I mean, you say enabling some habits. People say contributing to the arts. You know, it's just how you frame things, right?
A dollar?
They're just going to spend it on
more violin strings. They're just going to spend
more
it on
violin
iTunes
MP3s.
Downloads.
Yeah.
More MP3s.
Speaking about a bunch of money.
Forgotten Subway sandwich ends up costing a young woman $1,800.
What do you mean?
So
when I first read this headline, I was like, she forgot her Subway sandwich at the Subway store, and they had like a key, like a rent thing going on now? Interest on your sandwich?
What?
But then I read further, and then this happened.
Yeah, so this lady was in an airport. She bought a Subway sandwich, ate half of it, stuck the other half in her purse, and then like went on her flight. She's getting into Australia, and I guess you can't take food into a country without declaring it.
Yeah, they're fucking fascist over there, dude.
So they were like, nah, we're going to fine you. She's like, well, but I just, and they're like, nah. So
did she say that's fine?
$1,800.
You know, for being a colony of criminals, dude, they're real fucking Nazis over there.
Shots
dude.
Fired.
I mean, you're supposed to be fun, dude. You're supposed to be a fun island of misfits, and yet you're fucking charging this woman who eats shitty sandwiches almost $2,000.
You didn't have to diss Subway like that.
whoa.
Like if it was any other sandwich, they would have been cool with it, but it's fucking Subway.
Yeah
imagine if chicken. It was a Quiznos sandwich.
Is that an
turkey
Enchirito?
Bacon ranch.
They'd be like, that's fine.
And she just forgot to claim it.
They'd be like, come on in, it costs you more than $5, so you have taste in food.
Yeah, or you're squandering your money.
1844.
Well, you want to get a free Subway sandwiches?
Not really.
No.
Listen.
Listen, J-Mark, cut that.
Listen, if I'm offered a free Subway sandwiches for life, and I don't know the catch yet, I'm saying no.
That's right. It's like, yeah. What do you?
Hey, would you like free Subway?
What's it stop you at Subway?
Free Subway sandwich. What's in
you
it for me?
You had me at free, and then you said Subway, and I said yeah. I'm good.
What did I do to
yeah,
you?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, how did I offend you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is it? How do you do that? How do I get this?
Okay. So you got to get a tattoo.
Ugh. Mm.
But it's a very specific tattoo. It's actually...
It's a Jared.
Oh, God.
with his pants on his feet.
Bullshit!
This is the over. Subway Series logo, okay. Which is...
So they rebranded their sandwiches and call it the Subway Series.
Okay.
Oh, they did? Oh, okay.
I believe that's what it is. I don't think it's related to...
Art is definitely finger on the pulse on fast food.
It's basically the word series, and then there's like a
Subway logo.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Subway logo on the top. It says established 2022.
Nobody cares.
But so, based on how large you get it, is your.
Yeah. So a 2-inch square tattoo gets you free subs for a month. A 3-inch square tattoo on a person's shoulder blade, a forearm, or calf gets them free subs for a year. And in order to get subs for life, they have to get a tattoo Subway or get a tattoo the Subway calls the footlong, which is a 12 by 12 inch tattoo to be permanently inked onto their sternum or back.
This is unethical. I mean,
there's got to be a guy who's going to do this.
There's going to be tankers, man.
There's going to be a guy, and then he's going to go every single day and piss everybody off, and I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
He's just giving these sandwiches out to his boy.
But I just feel like, you know, they're taking advantage of poor people.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's just poor people that would do it?
Yeah.
Well, and just some fun.
But
some
the thing
fun
is, it's going to cost a lot of money.
They're offering 9 tattoos.
Only 9.
This is like an event.
I see.
Yeah, someone is going to tattoo 9 people, and it's just whoever wants it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, who gives a shit about Subway?
Subway is dying, dude.
Yeah, Subway sucks. That's why they try to rebrand to the signature shit.
Are you guys about the meatball sub?
You know what else is dying?
Are you guys cool with the meatball sub?
I like the meatball sub.
No, I like the meatball sub.
And cold cut combo. I mean, not bad, dude.
Triple K.
I don't know. If you just want a fucking cheap ass WAP sandwich, dude, get yourself a cold cut.
I don't know what cold cut's a WAP sandwich, is it?
I mean, in theory,
doesn't it have bologna?
It's an Italian.
Bologna?
Yeah, that's Italian, right?
Bologna's not Italian.
Bologna, Italy, dude?
Bologna?
He might be right.
Bologna? Oh, maybe.
It's like bologna? A bastardization of an Italian sandwich.
Damn, okay. God. Food critic over here.
Hey, no, but I love it.
Dude. Connoisseur.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Speaking of dying food, Klondike's Choco Taco discontinued after almost 40 years.
What? Never had one, dude.
Wow.
The crazy thing
first
is,
the Mexican pizza.
I thought it was a Taco Bell thing.
First the Mexican pizza. Yeah, the first time I saw a Choco Taco was at Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's like their dessert item.
It's crazy that they keep discontinuing items that are named after another food item that it's not.
Yeah. Like
the Mexican pizza.
Eskimo
the Choco
pie.
Taco.
Eskimo pie.
It's not made out of Eskimos.
It's not made out of Eskimos or cream pies.
Could be an Eskimo cream pie.
Eskimo Brothers. What about that?
That's what an Eskimo cream pie is.
I used to like eating these Choco Tacos at Blockbuster.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would break all the time on accident.
They would break.
And he would have to shrink them.
You'd have to feel destroyed.
Feel destroyed.
Right into your mouth.
Your fucking mouth.
Hey, Brinix, you seemed outraged or shocked that I'd never had one of these things.
And you're never going to get to.
He's had dozens.
You're never going to get one.
Are they good?
Hey, but everyone here who has had them, they're pretty badass, am I not right?
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. They're probably the best ice cream thing in the world.
It's a genius product.
It looks really good. God, it looks good.
It's gone forever.
R.I.P., dude. Gone but not forgotten. Klondikes.
And I would do anything for a Klondike.
A blonde? Oh, yeah.
I would do anything for
Who is that? Is that Eminem?
No, that is Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're right.
You know, Slam Citizens, yeah. Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese ocean adventure tour captain. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at setting sail across his above-ground pool. So grab your emergency flares and vitamin C because these headlines are circumnavigating your ear holes. This is Burrito's Nippon News. A second within a segment. Within a segment.
Circumnavigating. Putting the cum in circumnavigating.
I put the cum in Chris Columbus.
You're just talking about fucking his ass. Which is PC now, dude.
Yeah. Nobody likes him.
No one likes him. Come in his
all
ass
my friends
for all I care.
Come in Chris Columbus's ass. As the kids would say.
Speaking of sailing the sea.
Speaking of, there's a new Adrift at Sea experience.
Okay.
That you can get when you're in Japan. There's a company that will
you get the Elian Gonzalez.
They will.
Dude. Oh, man. I love him. Hold on, dude.
Baby
I love Jessica. Fucking 1997.
Baby Jessica.
Baby Jessica. Our generation's baby Jessica.
It's just a baby Jessica reference.
How old is this kid now?
He's like 45. He's older than us now. He's older than us now.
Where are they now, dude?
He actually died at 84.
He lapped us, man. He was Benjamin Button, man.
Fuck, dude. Oh, he's 28, dude. He's younger than us.
Talking about this gimmick-ass trip.
So there's a company that will take you out to the middle of the ocean and give you a life jacket and
some food.
You know, no food.
They're going to bait you for the sharks, dude. Sharks love crumbs, man.
You know, you can float. They also have one where you can float with friends.
Is there rescue flares?
Yeah. They just come and get you at
a
designated time.
Yeah.
I would just want the boat to still be there.
Did you get any ticket prices on this? Because I'm about to be disappointed.
I did.
Wow.
So it is, you can have this experience for $78 American.
Fuck.
That's not bad.
Not terrible.
It includes drone photography. So like while you're out.
For the gram.
Yeah.
For the gram.
That time when I was lost at sea.
That's there per person go. Though, right?
Yeah.
That's not a fucking.
Person. Yeah.
We're just renting the boat by the hour, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to put all my friends on here so we can split the $78.
Hey, by the way, Elian Gonzalez received a degree in industrial engineering. Good for him.
Good for him.
Ooh. On Father's Day in 2020, Gonzalez announced that he and his pregnant fiance were expecting a daughter.
Wow.
Hopefully, it didn't say anything if it was born or not. So let's just hope that everything's good with that.
We didn't get an update?
No.
It's been 2 years.
She was pregnant, and that's the end of it.
Well.
So, Godspeed.
Speaking of leaving things where they're not supposed to be, a security guard arrested in Shizuoka for abandoning 13 liters of urine at a pachinko parlor.
Shit.
What's pachinko?
Like
it's
like
a gambling game where you put these little balls in there
balls
and you just
everywhere.
Watch them come down.
Because gambling is illegal.
It's plinko.
So,
for Japanese's.
You play a game, you get the balls,
metal balls
and then you can,
like ball
and then
bearings.
You can exchange the balls for money.
Okay.
Like, you sell them.
She was glued to the game, and she had to piss into a fucking...
No. This is a security guard. This is a
security guard. Yeah.
Security guard.
Is this an Amazon situation?
No. Well, actually, he said that...
This is more than one day, dude.
No, it's just one day.
Yeah.
He pees 13 liters.
Jesus. He's drinking too much water.
He worked at a multi-story parking garage, and so he said it was a bother going to the toilet, so I saved it, but I had trouble disposing of
yeah,
it, so I threw
problem.
It away at my favorite pachinko parlor.
What is this, amateur?
Well, see, in Japan, it's actually really hard to throw stuff away.
Is that true?
Yeah, like there's no public trash cans, right?
You gotta take
because
it
they
with
expect you.
You
to take your trash and dispose of it responsibly.
That does not work here, dude.
It
we
does
will
not
throw
work
it on
here.
The floor. And
we
honestly,
will wipe our face with the bag and throw it on the fucking
I
floor.
I agree with it, too. I say, if you don't have a trash can for me, guess what, dude? You're picking
the
it up.
The earth is the trash
the
can.
The earth is the trash. The earth is trash. I'm a white tiger.
He's here with the issues, okay?
Oh,
so bring
I
the
also
tissues.
Apologize.
Brian White, alleged white tiger.
Uh-huh. I said 13 liters, but we don't know what liters are. So this is 3.4 gallons.
Wow,
oh,
that's
a lot of piss.
A milk jug of piss.
We knew what 13 liters is.
A milk jug and a half or something, right?
No, milk jug's 3 liters.
Really?
I don't know what liters are.
Yeah. 8 pounds This is like 11 pounds of piss.
Hey, one time I filled up an entire milk jug of piss.
Just because you were collecting it?
Yeah, I mean,
it was like a challenge.
And at the time, I thought it was goofy, but I think I was depressed.
Yeah, it seems like it.
But also, I was saying, like, I was thinking, like, I want to see how much piss is in a gallon. And guess what? It's a gallon.
So, that's if how you much. Had just took the next step in the thought.
No, but it was kind of cool. It was cool to see that much piss.
It wasn't cool. It was body temperature.
No, that's true. No, it wasn't body temperature. Cause it,
oh,
it
yeah,
took,
that's right. Over time.
I'm trying to remember. It probably
how long
took me,
did it take? A month?
Probably a couple weeks, maybe.
So
couple
in
weeks.
Days 11 and 12 when you like opened it
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Were you scared you're going to overflow it?
No, I bet that thing stunk.
It stink. And it I did was show, dense. I showed my friends and they did not.
They were like,
what
as cool
the
as you
fuck
did?
Is wrong with you, dude?
Does it change color?
I was like, I'm
it
an alcoholic.
Color, right?
I'm going to go to rehab in a couple years. So just kind of stay tuned.
Bear with me.
Just saving my piss right now.
Yeah. So right now I'm just going to, you know, save this. Just treasure it.
Speaking of treasuring.
Wow.
Japanese AI device reads stories to your kid with your voice, even if you've never read them. So here's a good way to shirk your parental
responsibilities.
Yeah.
Here's a good way to stay at the office longer.
So there's this new high-tech device called Koimo.
Mm-hmm.
And you will read like a sample passage of text. And so it can, you know, get your voice down and be able to synthesize your voice. And then you just pick a book. Any book that it has saved in its library, and it will read it to your child. It will, you know.
I love you, my child.
In your voice.
I'm so glad I'm spending time with you in real life right now.
Peeling back the beaded curtain, that's Burrito Bandito.
Than this time shared with you.
Yeah. Burrito Bandito AI
I know
is
you
the most high tech.
I know you said I was working too much, but now I'm here. For real, I am here reading you this book. I hope you don't grow up to sell your pussy.
Nothing
online.
Is more important in the world than my time spent with you.
You can also program multiple voices. You can have grandma read a book or grandpa read a book.
Now that she's dead, here's your grandma on the ones and twos.
Dude, what if you were like, God, I got to get her to read it, you know, get her voice recorded.
Before she goes.
And she's like on her deathbed, so like the AI is like...
What's good upon night. A moon? What's upon a time?
Maybe you can hack it and then have it say what you want it to say.
No.
And so now...
No.
Now, grandma's telling everyone that...
she's a bitch. Or she's
I used to sleep around on your grandma. I used to sleep around on your grandfather.
I was a big old whore.
My secret identity's pussy out, bitch.
This is Black Mirror shit, dude.
You can get this for $100 US.
I mean,
I don't know if it's good.
We've had the discussion of people AI synthesizing their loved ones via text that they had, right? Mm. And then continuing that relationship with that. But
disgusting.
I feel like you add the voice layer to that and it just becomes way, way, way.
I mean, this is jerking off, dude. I mean, yeah. you're just like, it's emotional jerkage, dude. Uh-huh. Just like, let it go.
Could you fucking have like erotic over fiction over here?
I mean, why
that
wouldn't
makes
you?
More I'm okay with that. If you're using your dead loved one to jerk off,
your
that's gram, one thing.
Gram?
That's one thing. But
now we're using Fideo Paella.
Penis into my mouth.
Yeah,
hey,
you should program Fideo Paella.
Yes.
Yeah,
read
Fideo.
It in the Fideo Paella's voice.
Everybody's awesome. Been clamoring for Fideo Paella. That's the most requested ad, right?
Nah, the upcoming White Tiger ad.
Yeah, that's right,
oh,
dude.
Wow.
It's going to be endorsing
White Tiger
some right wing shit.
Breitling?
Right wing.
Oh, Breitbart.
What about clamoring? Like a kind of, never mind. I thought about this for 10 seconds, so I can't say it anymore. Like, it was
like for broads, clamoring?
Yeah, just forget about it.
Okay.
Clamming around.
That was the news.
That was the news.
Good job, everyone.
What is this accent?
I have no idea what the fuck that accent
funny
is.
It
like,
sounds like serial rapist.
I can't stop raping.
It's like...
Like Scandinavian?
No, it's
that's what it
sounds
like to me.
Andy Kaufman.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
That little guy.
That little fucking Jew.
There it is.
I was going with Chester the Molester.
Hey, Jew Mark, cut that.
Anyways, all right, dudes.
Go burn in on this one, dude. Just shitting all over the burnt in with my...
He's just trying to get that post-shit glow.
Shit.
Cool.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-da, I said split! Da-da, shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!